Welcome back. It's exactly 10:30. We always love to promote books, as you know, on the radio show. And in particular, when it's somebody with a local connection. Martin Keaveney from Ballyglass. This Friday evening, will be launching his first book of short stories in the library in Castlebar, 6:30 on Friday evening. The book of short stories is called The Rainy Day. And it has a kind of a theme because farmers, young and old, cunning, foolish, greedy, generous, talented and forgotten, these and those belonging to them are gathered into this collection, sometimes clearly in Ireland's west, but mostly in an unnamed landscape which shapes those often waiting for that rainy day to come. Thanks for coming in, Martin, and good morning and well done. You must be thrilled.
Yes, I'm delighted. It's nice to get the collection out there and, you know, present it to readers because, you know, you spend a lot of time on your own in writing and it's just nice to share it with others, yeah.
How long is it in the making?
It's about 10 years, would you believe? It's around 10 years now since I started the first one, the first story in the collection. But I've been revising them, and it's probably to its benefit as well, like that I have gone back and spent this kind of percolation time writing.
Sure. So, yeah. Where did the interest in writing come from? Because, I mean, I know you're a creative writing teacher. So were you always dabbling in fiction and writing little stories and stuff?
Yeah, I was probably writing stories since the age of 8 or 9. Different little pieces and comics and newspapers and that. It always was an interest. And I'd say I spent most of my childhood and early adulthood doing different things, trying out different ways of writing, you know. So, yeah, it has always been an interest. And it's come back to me the last few years. So
and the challenges of writing short stories versus maybe one story or a novel, did that occur to you, or do you just prefer the short stories and then to move on to another one?
The short story is it's not really something I thought about. I just kind of started writing short stories. They can be quite difficult, but as opposed to a longer piece. But I do write longer pieces as well. But the short piece, it does do justice to one episode in a life or an event or something. So it's kind of something that can work in that way. Yeah.
Yeah. Are most of the, well, obviously all of the characters are fictitious.
Yes.
More. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you can't avoid being influenced by people or whatever. But yeah, they're all fictitious. Definitely fictitious. Yeah.
Do you have a favourite one?
I mean, we were talking last week about the toys. The toys, it has come out quite well. It's a story about a farmer in his early 60s, sort of reflecting on the life that he's lived and that. So, and how it could have gone in a different way. So that kind of story. I do like all the stories, but that was one that was somebody that had read the collection, you know, had kind of mentioned.
Yeah, so, do you want to read a paragraph or two? You can or I can, it doesn't make any difference. Okay, this is the one on the toys. I'll just read the first three paragraphs. It goes as follows. He stands on the road looking at the bungalow. He scratches his moustache. They should not have used this field for horses. He jumps over the ditch, guessing the height of it in the blueness. He plods around the fenced site, the ground squelching underneath. There is movement in the house. A man's figure passes through a doorway. A woman toweling her hair. Children's laughing noises. At the ditch, he feels around in his pocket for one of the staples. He finds one, takes it out, pulls the hammer from the top of his belt. He drags up the barbed wire. He pushes the staple onto the crumbly bark of a hawthorn. He swings the hammer and hits his finger. He growls. He hits again, this time serving the staple squarely. He gets back to the tractor, starts the engine and drives down the road, a single beam of light splitting the darkness. He arrives at the whitewashed cottage. He turns into the yard and parks the tractor beside the shed that he's been building on and off for the past 2 years. Most lights are off in the house. Fiona won't be back until 12:30. Ma is asleep. He knows this because her bedroom light is off. She usually likes to hear the death notices at 10 on the radio. Jen sits on the sofa and watches TV until she gets tired and goes down to bed. He could go on for one, but he is not sure if he feels like it. Sorry, he could go on out for one, but doesn't know if he feels like it. He turns the key and enters, hanging up his coat on the hook behind the door. The red light is still on under the painting of the Sacred Heart. Tonight, Ma forgot to turn it off. It is strange, this, because she usually says a prayer in front of it. He turns on the television and boils the kettle. The noise is soothing. He drinks sugary tea and eats a ham sandwich. He wonders, should he hurry down for a quick one? You know, an awful lot in that we could identify the ham sandwich and the dead notices, all of that coming out in the first three paragraphs. Yes. That's just the starting chapter of one of the short stories called The Toy. But there are others. There's the vegetable garden. There's also the new freedom takeaway killer. It sounds to me like there's an array of different type of stories.
Yes, they are different. I suppose I'm happy with the way it has come out, really. You don't really plan them like that, but they are different. And I'm looking at a different kind of episode in each, different kind of event in somebody's life in each one. So there is a kind of a range of stories in it, but they are all kind of based around farm or people who've come from a farming background.
Any short stories where there's a dispute over land? Does that come into it at all?
There is. The vegetable garden does kind of treat some of those aspects. It's kind of like somebody who has come from abroad and bought land, and there's kind of some kind of question mark over, you know, sort of common areas in between, and that is something that I found interesting to explore in the story as well, and to see how that would work.
You did get a publisher.
I did.
Was that hard work?
Very hard, because short stories are not very palatable for publishers, because I don't really understand why, because in this day of short things like Twitter and Facebook and messages, it's quite short, you know. So you think possibly the short story might get a reprieval now with this society we're living in now, but it has been traditionally difficult to collect short stories in one piece. So yes, it was difficult, and I was very happy to get Penniless Press in the end.
Well, fair play to Penniless Press. I hope you won't be penniless after this. In fact, I hope you'll make a fortune. Have you another one in the making?
I'm working on stories at the moment. I also have a novel. I have a novel that may come out later this year or early next year.
Set in Ireland, or?
Yeah, they're basically set. Well, they're not explicitly set in Ireland, but you could definitely put them in Ireland. Definitely, they are that kind of landscape. Certainly. Yeah.
And for other short story writers out there who are dabbling on their keyboards every night and thinking, look at what I'm at isn't good enough. What do you say?
I mean, as they say, a professional is an amateur who didn't give up. So they have to keep going. Really, it's keep going, and it will happen eventually.
Councillor Al MacDonald is going to be your guest speaker. Any reason why it's?
Well, I was delighted to get Al MacDonald, because we were talking about George Moore, the early 20th century writer, and Moore Hall over there, which is virtually beside me. And George Moore released a collection of short stories that were also based on Irish life and farmers in 1903, called The Untilled Field. So I was just talking with Al, and I thought it'd be nice to have Al there, because he's such a devotee of Moore and Moore Hall, and hopefully they're going to restore the building there. So I thought it'd be nice to do that.
It is. So it's 6:30 in the library in Castlebar on Friday evening. All are welcome. There'll be a crowd from Ballyglass there anyway,
won't
there?
We hope so, yeah. Yeah, we'll be hoping to see some of the Ballyglass contingent, definitely.
Brilliant. Well, listen, the best of luck, and keep writing, and thanks for coming in and sharing that with us. The Rainy Day is the name of the book. Martin Keaveney, is it available, as they say, locally?
It is. It's going to be available in the Castle Bookshop and other outlets too, and it's also available on Amazon as well, if anyone wants.
And is that from next week, or can people?
It's on Amazon now, yeah.
Okay, and from the Castle Bookshop?
Castle Bookshop, it'll be there from next week. It'll be there at the launch as well. Yeah.
And finally, the feeling of excitement when you held the first hard copy, what was that like?
It was great. It was great, yeah, because it really makes it real then, and especially when you put them all together, because, you know, when they're in different magazines, it's also nice to see them, but when you see them all together, it just gives you appreciation.
All right, listen, well done, Martin, and thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks very much, Tommy, for having me.
Anytime. Martin Keaveney from Ballyglass, and his new book of short stories called The Rainy Day. Next week it's available in the Castle Bookshop, but from Amazon right now, and it's K-E-A-V-E-N-E-Y, okay? Because a lot of people spell Keaveney in different ways, but it's K-E-A-V-E-N-E-Y. The Rainy Day by Martin Keaveney. If you're